If you don't like what we tell you to believe in, we'll kill you.
Is tedious on the right stuff.biz.
What are we gonna gossip about today?
This is the good stuff, the right stuff.
Jewish apocalypse.
This is just like the view for Nazis, you know.
I just
feel good, like we're just having a laugh.
Even if so,
and I'm just
that's fine.
No, it's a good thing. The view is huge.
So right, yeah, the view. I'm also huge. Very big and influential. Yeah,
I used to be huger, but I stopped lifting to hurt my knee. I think my knee's better. I think I can lift again. I might even do squats again. My knee feels really good.
Okay, yeah.
But I don't do anything with it anymore. I just walk and jog. So
jog, really?
Yeah, there's points where, like, I'm trying to walk fast, and I just can't take it anymore, so I just break into a jog. I'm like, oh. And then, like,
my knee hurts. I'd better do some running. That'll help.
No, his knee feels great.
No, it's a different kind of. There's a different like kind of knee hurt. Knee hurting was on the side. The running knee hurt is like in the joint in the middle. Gets sore from like all the smashing and slamming together. The knee injury is like when I sit down. If I go down to squat, I go to stand up. Like all the old ligaments there that try to hold it in together. That's pain in squatting. Mm. I used to. I remember one time I squatted down to go into the post office box, and I almost passed the fuck out. It hurt so bad. But that doesn't happen anymore. The other day, I accidentally did that, and it was fine. I was like, oh, wow. Perhaps I'm not an old man. Perhaps I'm okay.
You're an old man.
I know, but I'm an old man whose knees both work, apparently, which is good.
Yeah, I actually, you're not going to believe it, but I did a little bit of a jog yesterday. Not on purpose.
You're right, I don't believe you.
I didn't do it on purpose.
I don't believe you either.
Oh, were you chasing the dog?
No, I was walking the dog, and it's sort of funny to watch him do his little prancing walk because it's just he looks like he's just a goofy,
looks
funny.
Like, he looks like Toto.
Yeah, he's just like a funny little
not the
dog.
Band, not like I mean like in the movie there.
And so like I just was like walking faster and faster, and he was doing like his little tiny legs, and so I just started running. It was funny.
Yeah,
and then
I'm sure seeing you running was funny too.
No, it was like I looked awesome.
Like a gazelle.
Yeah, exactly.
Graceful.
The grace and
the aerodynamics.
And, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yes, precision, like the poise and like grace of my running style is like unmatched. Like people were leaning out their windows, like they couldn't believe it. But
when I played as a Ute, when I played like soccer in like eighth grade, geez. People called me Prancer.
Because of how you ran? Are you like up on your toes?
I had a very long stride. I was practically like leaping.
Oh, okay.
Like I wasn't just running, like, but I was fucking fast.
Nice.
I get down that field and then realize I'm playing soccer. Why am I straining myself? This is gay.
Don't you just like run back and forth until they call time?
Basically, yeah. You just back and forth. The ball's over there.
There's no way you can control that.
Then like somebody you run too fast, they're like offsides. It's like, who, me? All right, whatever. I'll go over there and we'll do this again. Offside.
I don't know how that works in soccer. Like, in soccer, you can be on whatever side you want.
Well, if you do a good job in soccer, it's just a penalty.
Right. Like, I just don't get it because it's like, this offsides thing. It's like, what are you talking about? There's no side. The ball is around. You want to get it in one of the other goals.
You outran the defenders. Like, isn't that good? No, it's offsides. Like, what are we doing?
Like
what kind of socialism is this? Like,
yeah,
I can't get ahead of the defenders.
It sounds more like liberalism. The rules are arbitrary and made up to just make.
No,
sure
I just feel like it was
happens.
Basically it's equity. It's like okay, we can't let you can't go past the defense. They have to be able to defend against your attack. So if you succeed in defeating the defense, that's just a penalty. It's offsides. Makes perfect sense. It's equity. You ever
is
see that?
Something like there's know. A line. And then if you have more than a certain number of guys on that side of the line or the ball has to be on that side of the line and you can't go over the line until the ball goes over the line. I don't fucking know.
I think offsides is if you receive a pass when you're ahead of the defense on their retreat, that's offsides. Which is like, well, if I was on defense, I just would stop running. I'd let you get ahead of me.
That's retarded because that's just, aren't you just supposed to beat the
Like, no, you're not supposed to beat them. It's soccer. You're supposed to just be a homosexual.
You're supposed to just run around and with you're zero, supposed to have zero a
nickname.
Score.
You're supposed to have a nickname like Prancer.
You're supposed to be a nigger with, like, shaved sides of your head and, like, spiky, like, braids sticking off the top.
You're supposed to cope about the sport being white.
Oh, dude, so Jamie was so mad the other
soccer,
day.
What? That's the sport where you get your knee injuries.
Not me.
Yeah, well, if people I knew, play it.
I knew a lot of people with knee injuries from soccer. Sure.
Dude, there was this Italian. Well, he's not Italian. He's a nigger, but he plays in Italy, and his name sounds Italian.
He's in med school?
Yeah, right. Well, he's like the true med.
That's from prep. That was a good joke from prep.
So
I carried for him. Yes.
So his name is like something like Mario Bartolini or some shit, but he's a nigger. He's got like a mohawk. He's a very famous player. But he said, or reportedly said, I couldn't find any original thing saying he said it, but niggers like all over the world say that he said it, that he said like all like the black soccer players in Europe should take their big money and build soccer stadiums in every African city and create like a black an African soccer league and make that like the envy of the world soccer, and everybody will watch that and bring in a lot of money to Africa.
All right, and, let me interrupt you right there.
All right, fine, we'll do that.
Right.
Go for it.
And now my thing is like, I support in theory the sentiments behind this, but a problem, of course, because he's a nigger. One, I don't know if he ever actually said that, or if a bunch of like Pan Africanist niggers just pretended he did, because I couldn't find any original quote of him saying it.
That checks out.
He's also known for being full of shit, and I also looked up his. How much money he has, and it's like he's got like at best like $60 million.
Right.
And I'm like, I doubt he even has that much anymore, and that's not enough to build a stadium.
Yeah, you can't build one stadium with $60 million, I don't think.
I think you would need more than $60 million to build one stadium for sure. You could not build one in every city for damn sure. But I'm pretty sure to build a modern soccer stadium you would need more than $60 million.
And I'm assuming that in these African countries where these stadiums are, it's going to be like free admission to all these soccer games?
It would have to be, because they're not going to be able to afford tickets. The people there.
Like you're not going to, yeah. Yeah, they're not going to suddenly have an economy because you've made a soccer stadium.
No. Yeah, yeah, there's deeper problems at play here.
Yeah.
But in any case, like, it was sort of just like a black thing of like, let's feel great about like being black. And I'm like, well, see, I don't want to. It's like I'm okay with this. Like the sentiment is like fine, but again, then the thing that kicks in is like, yeah, but you're black, and one, you don't have as much money as you think you do. You don't understand what it actually would take to do that. You're not actually going anywhere, and this is just some kind of dumb thing you said. And yeah, you're actually just going to stay right there in Europe and enjoy the privileges you get from being there.
Who was this guy again? He's a soccer player?
Soccer player.
From Italy?
In Italy.
A nigger that plays soccer in Italy.
Yeah, supposedly he was actually adopted by like Italian.
You
Lutons.
See, like, there's a reason why the nigger's playing soccer in Italy and not in Africa. It's not because they're under. It's like because there's all this money to watch people play soccer.
The worst part about this is, though,
like, the soccer doesn't create the money. It's
no.
Like, yeah.
Well, I mean, the worst part about it is, like, that you get then people who are like conservatives, really. These are conservatives, let's just be honest.
They're wrong about everything.
Coming in and being just getting as many things wrong at once as possible,
yeah,
right?
That's
so
what they
so
do.
They're like, they'll be like kind of racist.
Okay.
But then, like, the racism, instead of being like, okay, get the fuck out, nigger, go back to Africa and go chase a ball around over there, they do like, LOL, like, you owe everything to us. Like, it's like they do, like, they own by saying, like, no. But then they say, like, you should be more thankful to us. I'm like, I don't care if he's thankful. He should just go. But the thing is, it's like, you know what I mean? They do sort of, it's like they want them to stay because they want the soccer, they want the entertainment. But they do the, like, they're mad because he's talking about leaving. They're not mad because he's a nigger. And so, but then they do like some vague kind of like off-brand like white supremacy where they're like, no, like, you owe everything to us. You can't ever do it on your own. Like, run around for us, nigger. It's like, no, no, no. Like, he should go. You know, it's like, you see what I'm saying? You get they locate it. It just,
well, conservatives will just, they've just on race. Yeah. They'll just tactically say whatever. It doesn't have.
Well,
any,
I feel like
no
in this case, like, the race thing comes in because he's basically threatening to do like a sports ball removal, And so they're like,
I would be
no, like you niggers. They basically says you have to be playing in Europe because you niggers don't have the agency to do your own. And like, this is a great thing. You should worship. Like, instead of doing this, you should be thankful and integrate into our societies and be thankful for everything we've given you. Yeah. Dumb nigger. And yeah. It's like, oh, my God. It's just like I said, just getting as many things wrong in the worst combination of ways as possible.
Yeah, my head kind of hurts now. I've never seen this happen.
Oh, I've seen it.
But, like, that's mind-boggling.
Well, I saw it the other day because right. Jamie posted a post from some Africa site that was, like, promoting this nigger. And I looked up the quote because I was like, this could be some bullshit. And then I'm still not convinced that it's not. But even I found articles from, like, 4 years ago claiming this nigger said this. Anyway, it's very stupid.
Yeah.
Niggers
are very stupid.
Right.
That just makes me think of, like, did you see when they were talking about WNBA salaries, like, last week?
And what happened? People were mad or something?
Well, like, there's something going on with the Final Four, with the women's tournament or something. Yeah. I don't know what the controversy is. There's a very popular white women basketball player. It was in the Final Four. I don't know if they won or lost.
Dude.
They were on Saturday Night Live. I don't remember, but everybody's celebrating this big athletic white girl, and of course the niggers are mad because, like, I don't think they actually won the tournament. Like, your usual, like, nigger thug girls won the college tournament, and so they're butt hurt about that. How this girl's getting fame, and she's like, her. They were talking about her estimated, like, or her contract she got to be in the WNBA next year is, like, she makes less money than, like, I do, like, playing professional basketball,
right,
per year. And,
well, a lot of people make less money than we do here.
Oh, like, right.
I mean, yeah.
But, and they're all, like, up in arms. Like, why doesn't she get paid? Like, they were comparing her salary. They were comparing, like, the top player salary in the WNBA to the top player salary in the NBA. And it's like, you're not going to have a good time doing that. Like, you're just not, like, and there's no changing that. Like,
no.
The top salary was probably in the 100 million. I can't remember how much this nigga
made. I'm sure
made.
It's in the multiples millions.
And it's like
the tens or 20s.
And it's like the professional basketball player woman doesn't make six figures a year. It's like, and that's never going to change. And this is like, this was like outrage. Somebody said, people should get paid what they deserve. And it's like, I hate the free market post, but, like, they kind of are actually getting paid more. Because, like, they're getting more than they deserve because no one wants to watch.
You want to know what's funny? Is that, that's, like, dumb.
Yeah.
But I'm almost, like, more annoyed with the conservative who's, like, champing at the bit for exactly that post. It's like everything he dreamed of is there. Like, his dreams came true when he got to own.
Yeah.
Or he got to do a free market ownage on that.
And
one.
It, if like, the discussion.
Oh, well, guess what?
If the discussion went far enough, it'd be like, you know what? Having a female professional athletes is probably a positive thing. We probably should have some subsidized women's league that's not.
Well, I want a salary cap.
It's not subjected. I want a salary cap on the men.
On the men, yeah. I want a salary cap on
the women.
Like,
it should be, like, subsidized so that women can have someone to look up to in pro sports. Like, I don't think that's a really terrible thing, and it shouldn't be subjected to the free market.
That doesn't make me mad the way it does seem to make. But I would say, like,
I think everybody should make under six figures to play basketball.
I actually think, yes, I think we should force salary parity here. Like, I'm all about that.
Including,
like,
the owners. And it's also, like, and I'm not just talking about W-2 salary. Like, all of your combined income from the endeavor should not be more than six figures. $100,000 max. Like, I don't care what kind of advertising deals you make. If you're, like, the owner of the team, I'm not talking about merch sales. Like, no, you don't get any of that money.
No, they should all go to the city. They should go to the city government so they can do socialism. Like, all teams should be owned by the city government of the city that they're in. And they should the earnings should facilitate socialism.
Yeah.
And the salaries that the players get should be capped at whatever, like, the women are making. And, I'm totally would absolutely implement this policy.
Absolutely.
And I would absolutely relish every conservative that got super mad would only further entrench me in wanting to do
it's
it.
The,
it would
the
only,
WNSNBA.
It would only steal me. Yes.
It's the white.
Yes.
It's
the NSNBA. Yes.
The Women's National Socialist Basketball Association.
Right.
So it's the WNSBA.
Right.
That's what we got here.
Right.
I would
and
totally
so,
do that.
Yeah, no, I would be all about it. Like, no, that's the response that I would give to make sure that no matter what, conservatives were still mad. Because when they see that, like, dude, they love nothing more than a totally inconsequential, trivial own that they can get on some dumb lib over something like, oh, do I need to explain to you?
Why? Explain to you why, like, Jewish ball club owners need to like make obscene profits.
Yeah, do I need to explain to you
why? Explain to you, like, listen, guys, I'm on the same side as these like Jew capitalists that own all these teams right now. Let me own you on your pie in the sky ideas about labor rights.
Like, let me tell you about. Excuse me, sweaty. Let me educate you on how market economics work, because I bet you never heard that one before. I bet you never heard that ball players make a lot of money because people like watching them. No one ever told you that.
Conservatives love to watch.
They love watching blacks. They love watching black men.
There was a weird detour. Those soccer and nigger sports stuff.
Yeah. I'm definitely of the opinion, like, what position can I take to piss off conservatives the most? And I think that's it.
There's really no better enemy to fight than conservatism right now.
It's just because it's so like easy. It's so much fun.
Me, I feel like they're constantly taking positions to piss me off.
Okay.
And then I have to look at their stupid positions, and it makes me mad.
But it's more like I don't get mad. I take solace in how stupid they are and how smart I am.
Well, I would take absolute glee in saying to a conservative that I totally supported men and women's equal pay in basketball.
Yeah, you should be taxed on all of your on all of your retirement wealth to pay that female basketball player more,
so that little girls can feel good about themselves.
Yeah, so the little girls feel represented about in the basketball court.
Mm-hmm. I'm about it.
Well, just think about this.
You have to sell your boat.
What's that, Alex?
Let's think about the fact that on the left-wing side of things, you got like your basic bitch Democrat left-wingers. And then above that, you do have like this academic class of leftists. Maybe they're a bunch of dumb nerds. Maybe they're irrelevant. But they're trying to do something. Like, they're trying to have like a coherent worldview of some kind. They're making the effort. On the conservative side, you've got their dumbass base. And then above that, you just have grifters.
Yeah.
There is no intellectual class. No. It's just... grifters.
Yeah. They don't have and to the extent there's like a tiny small intellectual conservative movement, but it's just Jews.
Yeah.
And they're not responding to any needs of a community or a constituency. They're just setting the right wing. They're just setting through a few different think tanks and top level Jews and a few newspapers and such are just setting what the narrative is, and that just gets trickled down through all the grifters. It's very irritating. And man, they are absolutely throwing temper tantrums over this. Is the other thing, like, they are throwing absolute temper tantrums over these protests, which in size and scope relative to like 2020 are nothing. You know, and it's wild to see the absolute level of, it seems like I'm not surprised by it, but I'll never quite grasp it, although maybe I will, that they actually seem to really get animated. Maybe they're just good actors, but I almost feel like Josh Hawley actually is activated when he sees Palestine, in a way that he's not when he sees like anti-white protesters. Yeah. Like Tom Cotton and Josh Hawley, like on some level, I feel like people need to have a self-justification for what they're doing, even if they're just being totally venal grifters like those guys are, right? They need to have some narrative in their own head of I'm actually a good guy. And so they just get really activated in a way they never did. I'm sure they had critiques and things to say about the BLM protest.
Whoa.
Wow.
Start your engines.
I wanted to get to that Columbia protest. I have a Matt Walsh link in the chat.
Yeah, I've got just opened it. Let's have a look. See.
This is new to me. This is another thing that makes me happy because of how stupid it is.
Get that out of there.
I didn't see this. I guess I wasn't T-holing hard enough, although I thought I T-holed a lot yesterday.
Oh, hi, Alex. That's
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Wrong window. There we go. Yeah. Okay. Left-wing protest movements are never my God, he just said what I said. He's saying the thing that I say about them. Left-wing protest movements are never organic. They're always planned and heavily funded. This one is the prime example. And this is what you've been talking about. A completely organic protest with matching tents.
So,
oh my God.
Here's my thing.
Oh my
basically,
God.
Is that
an Ozark Trail 3-person tent from Walmart?
They all bought a tent. They probably ordered like dozens of the same.
I'm sure
tent.
Like one of
but
them.
But it's like,
went
bro,
to get
it's
them,
like, yeah, like what is organic to you? Like people just.
Hello, thank you for tuning in to the free edition of the Daily Shoah on the rightstuff.biz. If you're hearing this message, it's because you're not subscribed, and we need you to change that. See, the rightstuff.biz is 100% listener funded. We have no sponsors. We have no mega donors. We have no shadowy helicopter donors coming in and saving our ass. We need you to support us in our efforts to do these shows. So please navigate to therightstuff.biz/paywall and follow the instructions. Create an account. Create an order. We sell subscriptions monthly, quarterly, twice yearly, and yearly. It's a little bit complicated because of the rampant censorship we've had to endure. So you'll have to pay with cryptocurrency, money orders by mail, e-checks, or you can navigate to my Odyssey channel, create an account on Odyssey, and you can pay me with your credit card. Thank you, and enjoy the first half of the show. Thank you.
Spontaneously show up in the same spot to do a thing? That's no. That's one. You want it to like one of the like.
They know, I bet you know these people even had a tent before.
People like to talk like this is why the right way. This is why conservatives lose. This is why you lose. It's like you lose because you think that like politics happens spontaneously and organically without organization. It's like yeah, someone probably went to great lengths to secure all these tents so they could go do this action and have it be effective. I mean, when was the last time conservatives don't occupy shit? Conservatives occupy crying to each other when other people are doing stuff.
Dude, but here's the thing: not only do they.
They did do something, though. Do you remember January 6th? Do you remember that? Remember what that looked like?
Yeah, they're running from that right now. They're still running. They're still claiming that they didn't do anything. Like, holy shit.
They consider it an own to say that this thing is organized.
Yeah.
Look at them. Mm-hmm. They're organized. And
division
then, like,
of
they,
labor.
And then
can you
just,
imagine
like,
that? Can you imagine having a couple guys take their vehicle to Walmart and buy up all the tents? Can you imagine that? Fucking communist.
Well, I mean, the other thing is when he says funded, I've gotta say that like he's also triggering a conspiratard because
yeah,
funded sure probably there's some funding of stuff like this, but it's not
trending.
It's not like nearly as much as you might think, and it's certainly nowhere near as well funded as the Israel movement. And, you know, if you're going to complain about things that are not organic, Matt Walsh, I expect you to go and complain about the thing that Borzoi and I talked, or multiple things like what Borzoi and I were talking about yesterday, which is this site, this app, like Mover, Moover, where it just literally is an app to help Jews do, like, pro-Israel spam. And there are multiple apps like this. So
it sounds organized.
It's totally organized. And the funny thing is, it's like organized in that, like, it's like you can either, you get alerts, you're given text to post, you're sent to the post where you're supposed to post it, and then you go and you can click, like, here's a task completed, and a little bar fills up, and you get, like, a gold star if you do enough.
Yeah, okay.
And you can also report posts for them to put into their database of posts to either boost or posts to attack, and they develop like a talking point for you to go and post. So it's literally just like organized posting.
So,
and this isn't the only one that's like this.
I want to go back to Matt Walsh for a second.
Yes. Yeah, he's got further
Matt
arguments
Walsh,
here.
I had a question.
Oh,
I was like, Matt, have you ever been to a cookout? Like, if you go to a cookout and then you notice that suspiciously all of the potato chips there are the same Walmart brand, do you assume that George Soros must be behind it?
No, not always, because an organic cookout. Different people might bring a different kind of chip.
Not if they all shop at the same Walmart, because this is America.
But there's different kinds of chips at Walmart. That's how you know Walmart is organic.
So
these protesters should be more like Walmart.
So he's got a clap back here. Okay. Not really a clap, but just a reply.
A clap. He's clapping.
He's got the clap here. Yeah. Mass and high-profile protests are, by their nature, usually organized and planned, whether on the left or right.
Matt Walsh. Never on the right.
You're right. Yeah, well, that's what he says here. He says, obviously, every protest is planned to some extent, but left-wing protest movements have extremely wealthy and powerful backers and institutional support that the activists themselves are rarely honest about. First of all, we're talking about a Palestine protest. They don't really have that, except for the gay-op versions.
The right doesn't have that kind of support. I wish it did. So right-wing protests, when they happen, are usually far more organic and grassroots. I mean, they're pathetic, and they're like a bunch of like boomer and Xer like bikers show up near the border to do nothing.
But also to sing
ZZ Top songs to each other and grift.
If you try, yeah, the right-wing protests generally are just people selling each other T-shirts.
I keep thinking about Jan 6 and the fact that they had to pretty much get permission from the establishment, right? Like the president and other people in charge had to give them the idea that, yeah, it's okay for you to do that. And then they get into the Capitol and they're just wandering around confused, no idea what they're going to do.
Afterwards,
they start saying that, well, you know, the feds did that. Like, the feds basically, like, tricked us into doing it.
Right. There's some other stuff that
the feds tricked you into not having a plan. The feds tricked you into showing up to do an action and then not actually doing it. The feds tricked you into getting owned.
Yeah.
Here's another thing that these leftists do, and I've seen this myself. I've seen planning for this. I've been at meetings where things like this were planned. You know, when I lived in New York City and was someone involved in these politics, I noticed this. There was some footage I saw of the Columbia protests where one of the protesters got hurt. Right. I guess there was a scuffle. Right. Hold on a sec. So one of the protesters gets hurt, so they're actually being taken away on a stretcher. Like they're put on a stretcher being wheeled off. The other protesters all surround that stretcher and they're holding up like sheets and tarps and umbrellas and stuff to shield the person getting treated so their picture can't be taken. And they're doing that because they know that the Jews are trying to dox all these people to ruin their lives.
The Jews are saying so.
So that is what's called solidarity. Revolutionary discipline and training. They are trained. They go into rooms and they plan the protests and they train the activists to do this. They're like, if somebody, they have action plans for all this. If someone gets hurt, you do this. If someone does this, you do this. You know, someone does this, you do this.
Street medics. Yep.
Yeah.
They always have street medics. Yeah. Yeah. They're actually, and the other thing is that they do a lot of protests, or at least they do enough of them that they have like a system worked out.
Yes.
And whereas right-wingers just don't really do protests to begin with.
Right-wingers can't be asked to do anything.
Right.
Yeah.
Believe me.
You can tell reading the replies and the commentary, these are people who have never once in their entire life thought about protesting anything.
Well, just listen to the theory selling. Like, here are the people that don't ever go out and fight for anything talking about the strategy. I would not wish for the right to have more protests with wealthy institutional backing. Matt Walsh responds. Now he's forced to like take the other tack here. Why wouldn't you want institutional power? Is the goal to remain on the fringes forever, or do we want to actually win? It's like, first of all, yes.
Well, Matt Walsh knows that it is, but he also is like, this guy's getting a little bit too.
So this guy responds to him. Of course, winning is the prime objective. Conservatives are critical thinkers and less likely to be part of a hive mind initiative like our liberal opponents. He says, I hope.
That means losing.
Any group that accepts funding is more likely to take marching orders from the benefactor.
But
again, it's like this is the plan for you, America. This is the plan for you to fall in with these people who say you can't have an effort. You can't have an organized effort. An organized effort is evidence that you've been co-opted, that your feds are that it's not organic. It's not viable. It's not allowed. Losing is the prime directive for conservatives because there's no condition for winning. There's no strategy for winning that lives up to these ridiculous theory cell standards for how you do things without being inorganic.
Well, because he just doesn't want to do it because this is
fuck your small business is where this comes in. This is my response to this one. Right wingers are overall too busy to involve themselves in activism or protests. You know, stuff like family jobs, school activities get in the way. Exactly, which is why you could say fuck your small business.
I don't have time to save
the country from certain doom. I don't have time to fight for my race. I've got these contracts to like mow all these lawns. I've got to paint this deck. I've got a shift over at the dildo factory. I've got to get to. You know, I'm a hardworking family provider. I can't be thinking about stupid things beyond my next fucking paycheck or my retirement plan.
Well, the thing is, the person that's saying that probably is retired. Mm-hmm. Like, this is the thing that drives me nuts.
I don't think so. That's not true. Okay, you're right. But I have heard that sort of rhetoric from young people.
No, I know.
That's a conservative. It doesn't matter how old. Like, that's the thing. Like, conservative. Being a conservative is like you can be a boomer at any age.
Yes.
You spout shit like that.
Yes.
You could not have a pot to piss in and say that, like, the socialism that you desperately probably need in your life is terrible. Like, the worst thing that could possibly happen to you was you'd be allowed to go to the doctor and have to pay out your fucking ass for all your tests and whatever, like, tomorrow. That would be the worst thing ever, because that would be socialism. What kind of economic signals would that send to the broader market about medicine? Like, I don't know. How about sends a signal that it's not a for-profit business and that people just need it? What? Oh! It's one sticks with the economy. It's like, well, it shouldn't be.
I mean,
maybe that's the problem, Limbaugh. That medical care is one sixth of the economy. He used to rant about, you can't just socialize one sixth of the economy. I'm like, have you ever thought for a second that why is something like medical care is not like consumer choice? I mean, it can be the way they run it.
Sticky prices.
Part of the problem is how much of it does become consumer demand.
Because if it was socialized, it would be a smaller portion of the economy.
Yeah. It wouldn't be as profitable. It would be. And there wouldn't be as much like bullshit consumerism of drug shopping.
We'd have death panels, which we should
we
have.
We are the death panel. That's why we're called the death panel.
We should have death panels.
No, yeah, I mean, but it's not smaller because of the death panels. It's smaller because the American system is actually less efficient.
We would drastically shrink the population.
Well, it's like what I said the other day when I went. It's like what I talked about the other day when I went to the doctor. Yeah. There would be, if it wasn't a for-profit business, there wouldn't be a stupid like resident taking your blood pressure and saying like, "Ooh, you know, we're going to need a couple more readings, but I think we need to get you on like a."
They probably still take your blood pressure. They might not immediately recommend drugs, but they'd probably still take.
Yeah, but they wouldn't be like, you know what? We have to put you out on this course we've plotted out, where everybody gets on statins and blood pressure meds.
Right.
Maybe that would stop. Maybe be like, oh, your blood pressure is a little high. I guess you just have to live with that. You'll probably be fine.
Yeah, no, it's like, but no, like instead, the sleeve to statin pipeline.
In consumerist medical America.
Nothing on that one?
Sleeve to, what did you say?
The sleeve to statin pipeline? Like, I don't know. Maybe. Could have been better. Probably could have done, you know. Give it another second. Maybe could have come up with something better. But no, I think, I don't really talk about healthcare. We all know it sucks. Let's talk about how shitty conservatives are.
Well, I'm saying that they will defend that stuff to the hilt. They're like, people got to make money doing healthcare. Like, really? 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 It's got to be big and profitable? I mean, is anybody profiting right now?
Yeah, well, that's also why they're obsessed with the idea.
You know who's profiting? All the niggers and the illegal beaners that don't have to pay. They're the ones profiting.
And all the businesses that get to fucking grift on that. They get to coast on their like, low wage, like, probably underpaid, like, illegal immigrant labor, like, getting services. No,
you can't underpay illegal immigrants.
Underpaid relative. But you know what I'm saying. Like, undercutting.
Okay, undercutting.
You know what
I'm saying.
Yeah. They get, again, this businesses that, and big and small businesses do this, just so everyone understands. Like, small businesses hire beaners, okay? Yeah. They absolutely do. It just is what it is. But this whole conspiratorial mindset too, like the tents, like the. But my question is like this: who the fuck now? Who is funding these kids to do this? I'm not saying there's no funding, and there's probably some.
I honestly don't know, but there's nothing wrong with being funded to do a protest.
No, there's not.
These rightoids have no idea. They couldn't begin to explain it to you.
Well, they would. They like, used to.
But what's wrong with being funded to do a protest? What's the problem?
Yeah.
What is the problem with your protest being funded and successful and getting a lot of eyeballs on it?
You know what a reoccurring thing that happens to me whenever I get in discussions and debates with right-wingers online is? They'll talk about, like, Marxism is doing this. Like, this company, it's these Marxists are in there and they're fucking things up by doing something. And I'm like, okay, what is it that they're doing? Like, name the specific thing they're doing. And every time they can't actually tell you.
Right.
Can't tell you.
Well, that's like James Lindsay is literally out there telling you everything is communism. And it's just like, holy shit. That is why, that is crazy.
The people funding the left's protests are extremely wealthy and they are rich. They are the rich Nazis who don't pay their fair share that the feeble-minded are protesting against.
That is just
very dumb. And then we have a meme. Nazis block Jewish students from entering Vienna University based. Palestinian activists block Jewish students from entering Columbia University based. I'm not seeing the problem here. You should block Jews from everything, not just universities. But what are you going to do?
What is this account like?
I don't know. Grammy JoJo.
Ashley St. Clair was reposting that one.
Yeah, and she's Jewish. And fat.
Oh, I just saw
you
that.
You can't fool me, Ashley. You're
fat. I just saw that in the thread.
Yeah, no, it's just, it's, yeah, and...
Man.
Is that MAGA granny? Or whatever.
No, I said Grammy.
Gucci Granny.
No. No, this is a libtard.
It is?
Oh, no, it is a Trumpster.
Because they said leftist protesters, right? Yeah. So, but you know, I like this for a second, though. Like, I want to get into that with that, what that rightoid said. He said, they are, like, we are critical thinkers, and they are, like, Kool-Aid drinkers. And it's like...
Critical thinkers.
I mean, first of all, you're not a critical thinker.
First, you haven't had a critical thought in your entire life.
But, like, you've fanned your own balls that you have a critical thought because you have literally convinced yourself that
critical.
The smartest thing you could do... You know, in a way, it's almost like... It's like, to get smart people to do this, they need to use, like, irony, like, demoralizing irony bro shit. For dumb people, they just tell them, like, doing nothing is what smart people do. But, like, smart people won't necessarily buy that, so you have to demoralize them with irony. But dumb people are just like, oh, yeah, I'm smart. You just tell them, like, yeah, saying this makes you, like, you're a critical thinker. And, like, oh, yeah, I am. It's like, maybe you should think critically about whether or not you're a critical thinker, because it doesn't seem like you actually are. And, you know, maybe you should think critically about why it would be that a group of people, like, that are all on the same page with each other and organized will beat individualist critical thinkers. I mean, frankly, even as an individual, you could just look into some, like, game theory and find that this would predict that you will lose in these situations. I don't want to do that.
Looking at game theory, just
common sense. I mean, game theory has, like, proofs or things that they consider proofs. I understand it's not proofs, but you know what I'm saying. They have sort of systematized some of these kinds of things, right? And it's convincing to me. I find it highly convincing. But this, you know, I don't know. It's just, you can't do it. The ultimate conclusion I've come to is you can't do anything with these people. But not only they are poison.
Right.
They come in and poison anything else that you try to do. Because they called us feds all the time, too, of course, right? And frankly, like, Patriot Front are not feds either. And they did this same shit with them. Remember? Look, they all have on khaki pants. What millionaire bought them? I'm like, millionaire? Khaki pants? So
it's like $40 each.
Well,
I wanted to say real fast.
They each are told to buy khaki pants, and they go buy khaki pants, and they wear them. You don't even have to have a central buyer.
That's a Walmart tent, and then that campground across the road from me. Someone has one of those tents that's staying at that campground.
Wow, better go call him fucking.
I know,
Soros,
right? It's got to be fucking George Soros.
Soros show
sure
right there.
Homeless.
How much are those tents?
What's this fancy blue tent right here? This one of these things is not like the other. Oh my god!
That's where the billionaire lives. That's funny.
That's
the
cheapest tent you can get. It's
$25 for those
Walmart tent.
Those are $25. Those tents.
$25.
Some of the bigger ones you get about $40. Oh my god! These wealthy donors. Now, the thing is, like,
and the fact that it is a Walmart tent suggests that what might have happened is a couple of these people went locally and just bought up all the tents.
Yeah, it's went to Walmart and bought them. I actually know. Yeah.
Well, there was some kind of organized method in which they set out to make sure everybody had these tents. Whether it was a blast email or, hey, everybody's planning on going, get one of these, or whoever's in charge of the group that's leading the protest.
Actually, you know, TRS financed the tents for them. We bought them the tents.
I'd be proud to have done that for them.
We bought them the tents. It was only a few $100, you know, and that to us, that's nothing because we have so much money. But,
but why wouldn't, like, whoever bought them the tent is a fucking straight up Chad.
Well, they probably just—I mean, dude—they probably just pulled a bunch of money, or I don't know. I'll tell you this though:
what matters is, like, they put something together and they got something done, and conservatives cannot fathom that. They cannot, like, see, like, oh my god, people got together they created a plan and they executed it.
Yeah. Now
that's just that's impossible. That is like socialism, you know?
Right.
You can't do that.
Now the other thing is though that there's other, like, politics involved in these protests that I find very interesting, and one is that the reactions that we're getting, and of course conservatives are now, like, cheering on socialism, Because when the state security forces, the socialist police, come in to like clear these people out, they're like, yeah, that's right. I'm like, you know, did anybody need you to cheer? But, you know, there's these sentiments. The funny thing is, though, what's so pathetic about it is like, hey, conservative, your opinions aren't organic.
No, not
an organized group of people told you to think that.
Right. It's called
an organized group of billionaires.
That's true.
Came up with those talking points and fed them down a chain of like retard grifting influencers to your fucking ears, and you just barfed it back out your mouth.
Yep.
But like,
is there any
like
conservative on this planet that's like doing a much more fairly obvious analysis here and looking at the situation involving this protest and then proceeding to say, well, the problem here for the system and the government and the regime is that right there is where they train the new functionaries and apparatchiks
right.
for the regime itself. And you got students there that are doing a politic we don't like. And we do not want
no,
the incoming crowd.
They, of none of them say that because system. They don't. Do they even understand that that's what happens? Like, do they even understand that these universities are where the new like top level functionaries for the federal government and such are coming from? Do they even get that? They're like the next State Department head is going to come out of one of these colleges, right? Do they ever understand that? Like, I don't think that they do. I don't think they even get that.
I guess not, because they tell everybody not to go to college, and what is it? James Lindsay's running around telling people not to hire college graduates.
Yeah, that's also a new thing, though, since this shit has started.
If your private business doesn't hire the college graduates who are doing pro-Palestine protests, you know, okay, we're not going to hire these college graduates. But those college graduates end up in the government, you're going to get more of a structural realignment favoring what these protesters want. Like,
right. And what's really going on, and what's actually going on amongst the people that make decisions right now, which is Jews and their toadies, is they are trying to figure out a way to change this. And that is what certainly Christopher Rufo's activism is geared towards, whether he knows it or not, which he probably doesn't. And ultimately, in some way, what James Lindsay, although if James Lindsay is going to keep telling people not to go to college, that would seem to be, you know, possibly thwarting this idea. But right now, what Jews are doing, and they're not actually that interested in opening up places for like right-wing white people or anything like that, although they are certainly, it seems to me, clearing out a space for more like very retarded rightoidism in sort of the mainstream narrative and even on college campuses, but only really ultimately in service of Israel. And I don't think this is going to actually work. I definitely think this is what they're trying to do, because they are worried about exactly this problem, and they are engaging in all kinds of campaigns to set new rules, to threaten and cajole the administrations and the presidents. Because we're probably going to see the president of Colombia going, even though she was kind of protected in the last round of hearings that they did, the last round of Elise Stefanik, you know, witch trials that they did. She was kind of protected because she had banned the Palestine student groups from the campus at Columbia. And that seemed to be good enough. But this time around, when these protests erupted on Columbia's campus, they didn't go right to bringing the police on, breaking them up and kicking the protesters out. They did the typical like de-escalatory thing. Like they tried to do give them the space to do it for a little while, then try to like de-escalate, and then Jews were escalating because Jews were doing all this. Oh, Jewish students can't go to class; they're being harassed and stuff. A lot of that stuff was overblown, but then there were some confrontations I saw, very different than the thing at Yale, but I did see some confrontations in New York City where some guys like wrapped in keffiyehs with Palestine flags were basically telling Jews like, we're going to do October 7th like 10 more times, 100 more times, 1,000 more times. And then I saw some signage amongst the protesters in New York City that indicated that they were just actually in favor of armed struggle. So they were actually in favor of like Hamas, and saying, they were saying things like, if you're going to have solidarity only with our corpses but not with our rockets, then fuck off. And that freaked out the Jews, because the whole point of Jewish involvement, because I think actually we've done a pretty good job explaining this, because I see a lot of people understanding this, at least amongst our listeners and the people in our immediate sphere. They all kind of get how the Jews do this, and it becomes very clear how they do it, is that they tell those lefties that this isn't about Jews, it's about white Christians. And so that's not like why, I just want to be clear though, that's not like why the leftists are doing it. They're doing it because they're actually disgusted with what's going on, and then Jewish gatekeepers come in and tell them, like, here's a safer narrative than blaming Jews. You can just blame Christians like you blame for everything else. Like, let's fit this in. Let's retrofit this to ideas that you already have, and then you don't have to mess around with the anti-Semitic thing. They've even, some of these people even convinced themselves that, like, people that support Israel do it because they hate Jews, and that Jews are dumb and they're being walked down like a garden path by evangelicals or something. This is a belief that some of them have. But ultimately, though, you wouldn't be protesting that if they weren't, like, bombing and killing children. That's a retcon narrative. If you just thought, like, let's say there was actually an empty desert and the Jews went there to settle, and there was some dumb prophecy or something like that, and a bunch of Christians supported it, and there legitimately wasn't anybody there, and they weren't kicking anybody out. They were just like, would you be protesting that because you thought that there was some anti-Semitism amongst the Christians telling the Jews to go settle there? No, you wouldn't. You would just not give a shit, because you wouldn't be seeing people getting bombed every second. So, like, there's this thing that goes on where it all gets confused because of this Jewish element that gets inserted into these things. But it's interesting to me that I think the gatekeeping is failing. I don't think the Jews are getting a handle on it. Because you would never, 20 years ago when I was doing this stuff, you would never have seen a slogan like that, ever. You would now, granted, Hamas occupied slightly different space politically 20 years ago than it does now, but it was all about peace. It was all about, like, negotiated settlements and shit like that. Like, generally speaking, there was always radical elements, but generally speaking, even amongst these elements, like, this was what was being pushed. And Noam Chomsky played a big role in that, because he would often go and do, like, talks and sit-ins with these type of people. I actually went to go see him speak at Columbia University. And he was promoting the idea of, like, we need to get back to, like, UN Resolution 242 and all this shit, right? So that's de-radicalizing, right? The radicalizing elements are actually going pro Hamas. They're actually correct about this. It does seem like this is happening. And this Jews have not been successful in getting a handle on this. So it's very interesting what's actually happening, and that's why they're freaking out. Like, the actual amount of violence.
It's interesting to see the hard power being deployed against what is, yeah, this like nascent, like, next apparatchik class of people. These people are supposed to be being trained to work in the institutions that are actually running everything, and they're getting hard power deployed against them, which is probably going to be a formative experience for them and likely backfire in the long run.
You also see Jews actively trying to interrupt that process by trying to get them kicked out, suspended, or docked so that their names get put on lists so that they never get hired, and they never actually attain that institutional power. That's another problem they're having, is they're like, we need to know who these people are. If you saw Jonathan Greenblatt, we played the video yesterday with Borzoi and I. Jonathan Greenblatt puts out a video yesterday on his Twitter where he's demanding exactly this. He's demanding, and one of the complaints they had is that, like, the university, the Columbia University, because of all their, like, de-escalatory, like, internal bullshit they do with each other, all the kind of, like, dumb shit that they do with these colleges, they didn't let the cops come in, right? They didn't let NYPD on campus. They're like, we're going to handle this internally. Also, the thing about Jewish students getting harassed, it was not nearly what they were saying. Like, there was some, like, confrontations and stuff, but there has yet to have actually been, from anything I've heard about, a Jew actually getting attacked. There was this Jew professor, Shai Davidai, who was prevented from going on campus. But my feeling is, and they've now done a full color, like, spread in Time magazine calling this guy, like, a hero of democracy or something like that. And he's actually a Zionist Jew whose family has money in, like, arms manufacturing, right? He was, like, a business professor at Columbia. He has now, like, some spread in Time Magazine hailing him as a hero. He was prevented from going on campus. And my guess is because he went and staged some kind of provocation that caused a security incident. And so he was punished by being told, like, look, you're going to have to stay away from campus for a few days because you went in and provoked. And so he, that now gives him all, like, the outrage bait that he gets. And as far as I know, I could be wrong, they have not yet let NYPD onto Columbia's campus. They let them onto NYU campus two nights ago, and they went in, and the NYPD went and broke this. They fucking cracked skulls with the NYU protesters. They went and beat the shit out of them. To much conservative aplomb. Like, they loved it, right? But as far as I know, they have not sent them into Columbia yet. They have not allowed them on campus because the university is allowed to do that. So Greenblatt's out there saying, like, we want three things. We want the mayor to override the president and order the police in. We want the protesters to be unmasked, and we want them suspended or expelled. So it's like, all right, so you want the cops to go in, beat them up, you want to dox them, and you want to make sure that they can never work.
Yeah, you want to put them on a Jewish blacklist.
Right, right. Canary Mission or any number of other Jewish blacklists that are already existing. And the reason is because they don't want to let him slip through the cracks. They're like, if this protest movement ends and we don't know who these kids were and they graduate, they walk down, you know, pomp and circumstance plays and they get that fucking diploma from Columbia, they're going to be a candidate for some job in the government or in some big company or something, some powerful position in society, influential position. And we can't have this. Now, the one thing I would say is you have a heavy presence, although I saw a much heavier presence of it at Yale than I did at Columbia. It's very interesting. Columbia is like, oh, I've always considered that place to be a fucking viper's nest of kikes, and it has been. But, you know, that woman that did that extremely cringy protest, we should actually show that. If you go to my timeline on Twitter, and the one where I said I'm going to die of the douche chills here. Like that, you could see this woman with this Jew shirt.
What an ugly broad, too.
Really ugly.
I mean, frankly, seeing that ugly broad with her Jew shirt wandering around would just turn me into an anti-Semite anyway, and be like, God, that's what a Jew looks like. Fuck.
Yeah. So this is just funny. Terrible.
Jews for a free Palestine. She's just standing there with a. What is she yelling? I'm not afraid. She's wearing a white t-shirt that says Jew on the front and Israel on the back.
Look, you're a Jew in America. Why would you be afraid?
No, thank you.
She's really ugly.
I am not afraid.
Why would you be afraid? You're in like the middle of a drum circle on a college campus. What are you? Right. What should, like, you be scared of?
You're the most privileged demographic in the world standing in the middle of like a bunch of hippies doing a drum circle.
Also, you are fucking afraid. That's why you're here.
You're afraid politically. You're not physically afraid.
That's what I mean. You're afraid politically. You see what's going on here.
No, no one's
going
to.
What?
No, please. Oh, God. Dude.
Show my face.
They are. Like, who cares?
Not me.
For what? You can't get that. You're a Jew. There's nothing to dox. You can't. You
well,
live.
They
run. Your people run the country. Like, yeah, there's nothing to be dox. There's nothing to dox you for. Like, there's nothing. Nothing to, is going to come of this.
Yeah.
Dude,
the cringy drum circle and
dox dancing. Dox you what? Is like you're the recipient, one of the recipients of $90 million?
Dox me!
There's like a very surreal element to what's going on here, too.
Well, the dancing like, and like the the cringe, like brown, like high as fuck, like smoking blunts.
Yeah, like the, like, I mean, the
that
weed.
It's not like that doesn't exist to
like,
shit.
Like the gang weed in the background is just all just adding to the. I think it's just adding to it. But here's what's funny. You want to know what's funny? Propaganda wise,
what is she yelling? I'm not a.
She's just trying to. She's doing victim.
You are cringe.
What's funny is what an own goal this is. Because, like, you managed to go out there and be significantly more cringe than, like, the rich college kids dancing around in a drum circle. Like the white girl with dreadlocks banging on a bongo drum, and somebody doing like a stupid dance. Like, you managed to be more cringe than that.
Where are the tents? I thought they were supposed to be hiding in tents.
This is at Yale.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and I said I've been watching this all very closely. The protest at Yale is significantly less radical than the one at Columbia. The one at Columbia is like much more hardcore.
They're just smoking weed.
Yeah, and they've got the Jews for Palestine banner, and that's where the point I wanted to make about the Jewish gatekeeping
the first thing they showed when she came out
right.
of camera.
So the funny thing is, they say this is what's funny. They're lying because a bunch of them jump into this. A bunch of these, because a lot of people just making fun of this broad for being like a cringy Jew, right? Like a ton of people were doing that. Just like, shut up, Jew. So these anarchists come like rushing to the fucking rescue of her. And they're saying like, oh, nobody cares that you're Jewish. Why are you being cringy? Stop talking about it. No one cares that you're Jewish. It's like, really? Then how come immediately you run up? How come immediately you have Jews run up with a banner that says Jews for Palestine? And there was some woman was saying like, no one cares if you're Jewish. Look, there's even people with the Jews for Palestine banner. I'm like, wait, why do you care if they're Jewish though? Like, does it matter? Does being Jewish matter or not? Answer. Like, is it true or not? In fact, it actually matters that that girl is a Jew.
Mm-hmm.
And it also matters that those other people are Jewish. All of that matters. You think being Jewish matters, or you would not have a sign that says Jews for Palestine. Why are you centering yourselves in this, Jews? It's not about you, right? It's not about Jews, right? According to them, right? So why do you have Jews for Palestine if it's not about Jews? Obviously, you think a Jewish opinion holds more weight in some way, right?
Mm.
I mean, that's the message that you're sending. And of course, when you do that, what happens? Well, like it or not, whether it's a conscious process or not, you are centering Jews and you are making your voices the ones who are literally doing this to the Palestinians, you're making yourselves the most important voices in these movements. I mean, this is exactly the shit that they called white people out for doing when they weren't even doing it at like Occupy Wall Street. I mean, that's how Jews tanked Occupy Wall Street, was by doing like this progressive stack shit. Notice that that shit never applies to kikes, or they're just always at the top of the progressive stack or the bottom, whichever way it works. But at the top, I think, is what it is. But like, so does it matter if you're Jewish or not? And of course, go look at all the accounts that are saying that kind of stuff. And it's like, oh, okay, so you're just posting like unintelligible, like ideological anarchist bullshit about like hierarchy and systems of oppression and things, and nothing specific about anything. Okay. This is Jewish stuff. Like, that's all Jew crap. That's just a Jewish crap to like wow, like the left wing goyim and get them to just go off on, just go do drum circle shit instead of anything. Anyway, I don't know, dude. It's just, it's so annoying.
You stop being Jewish.
Opportunity
what?
For like conservatives to be like, hey, you know, we'll be good, loyal Jew slaves. Give us power.
That's basically what
put us
here.
Back in place here.
Yeah. Now you could go like very like Machiavellian or conspiratard and think like, oh, that's kind of the purpose. I wouldn't say like that's the direct immediate purpose. That's definitely an effect. And I think maintaining that balance is a part. There are Jews that want that. Like, that is sort of part of how they maintain their power system, is through this balance. But I feel like they have unfortunately created a situation where conservative, because everything conservatives think is dumb and cringe and low status, not just according to us, but according to these people. So the more
that's why we're saying it. That's why we say that.
Yeah.
No, I'm not, you know.
Well, I also kind of think so, but like.
But I mean, it's just, it's reality.
It's
like,
actually
that's
just the truth.
That's what that belief system is for. It's to relegate you to the hoi polloi that can be ignored.
Well, I want to play one other video from my Twitter timeline. The Jewish girl in the pink shirt and the earrings. It's also on there. You know, this one is equally annoying. It's further down. Or is it further up? Yeah, there it is. There it is. This one's good, too. So this was posted by an account that was trolling that Jewish woman, saying, it doesn't matter that you're Jews. Here, look at the Jews for Palestine, and now posting this. I don't know who this cringy Jewish broad is. But
I'll explain it again, because people are getting confused. Most Zionists are not Jewish.
Well, that's kind of true. Like, most anything is not Jewish, because there's so few of
that.
Yeah,
but it doesn't, it's...
The, but like, that's not the
that's
point.
Not the, that's not the that, point. That's not what the power dynamic at play is,
Zionists
though, right?
Are not Jews.
Also, like, this shit,
so,
shut up, bitch.
Are you trying to say that, like, the poor Jews are just at the mercy of these, like, non-Jewish
there
Zionists?
There is a, now...
That is a silly, that is a Noam Chomsky tail wagging.
It is
dog
exactly
pretend.
The Noam Chomsky take, and they don't ever
that
actually
so bad.
They don't actually say it out loud. But they heavily imply it, and they put it down, and they want you to pick it up, but they don't really want to be held accountable for it, so they don't say it out loud. They just heavily, heavily imply it. And see, you picked up on it right away just from seeing that. So, like, obviously that messaging is contained in this messaging because they all pick up on it. I have seen in my time as a Palestine demonstrator, as a Palestine activist, you know, 20-some-odd years ago in New York City, I saw people pick up on this, and then you would see some of the dumber white people or leftists or whatever in these things go with, actually, it is anti-Semitic to support Israel because these Christians want them to go to Israel, fulfill a prophecy, and then die. Some Jews get activated by that, too, but they are also trying to get...
That's not what that's for.
Right.
That's not how that works.
Once you understand, it's like, yeah, but that's the Jews are telling them that for their own ends, and then, yeah, but anyway.
There are millions and millions and millions more Christian Zionists than there are Jews at all. Never mind Zionist Jews. Millions more. There is a greater number of evangelical Zionists
than Jewish
Zionists. 82% of white evangelical Christian Protestants believe that the land of Israel was gifted to Jews by God, compared to...
Hello, thank you for tuning in to the free edition of the Daily Shoah on therightstuff.biz. If you're hearing this message, it's because you're not subscribed, and we need you to change that. See, therightstuff.biz is 100% listener-funded. We have no sponsors. We have no mega donors. We have no shadowy helicopter donors coming in and saving our ass. We need you to support us in our efforts to do these shows. So please navigate to therightstuff.biz/paywall and follow the instructions. Create an account. Create an order. We sell subscriptions monthly, quarterly, twice yearly, and yearly. It's a little bit complicated because of the rampant censorship we've had to endure. So you'll have to pay with cryptocurrency, money orders by mail, e-checks, or you can navigate to my Odyssey channel, create an account on Odyssey, and you can pay me with your credit card. Thank you, and enjoy the first half of the show. Thank you.
40% of American Jews.
Yeah, it's called Schofield Bible Program.
But that's also not a demographic majority in the United States.
40% versus 82%. This is from Pew Research Center population level religious data from 2013. To make this simpler, for every one Jewish Zionist, there are 30 Christian Zionists. 30 times as many Christian Zionists. Christian Zionism is the predominant form of Zionism and has been since Zionism emerged as a political identity.
That's a fucking lie.
1870s
that's
and
just, you're just lying.
That's a lie.
Is this girl Jewish?
Yes.
She's just funny looking.
That girl is Jewish pretending as fuck. That Zion- yeah, that girl is absolutely Jewish. Yes.
Really? I don't see it.
Are you serious?
Yeah, she's like a white girl to me.
She does look like a white girl to me. Yeah. What's her name?
Jewish movement is both.
I don't know what her name is, but dude, I get absolute Jew vibes from that girl. I grew up with in New Jersey, girls that look like that went to my.
There's a particular girl that's exactly like that. She's still cooking here. What did she just say?
Pretending that Zionism is a Jewish movement is both incorrect and anti-Semitic.
As usual, reality is anti-Semitic.
Yeah. But
that's insane.
Don't blame us for what the Christian right is doing.
She just said us.
Okay, fine. I'm just going to tell you, she doesn't look like a Jew girl. She's like an all-American white girl.
I think she looks very Jewish, but that's okay.
That's your teeth look
pretty good. Yep.
Yeah, she looks like a normal girl. That's
braces,
too bad.
Dude. What are you talking about?
She's like a normal broad. I hate when that happens.
I hate that they
can do this.
Don't blame us for what the Christian right is doing again.
That's
Israel
insane.
Has aligned itself with the evangelical right. Do your reading. Thank
you. Oh my God.
Wait, hold on. But wait,
wow.
Hold on. Now, wow. Even like if I were to object to nothing else, like Israel has aligned itself, so then Israel is doing it.
No, but it's trying to pretend like they're just following evangelical right's lead is insane. It's like, no, the evangelical right was created by Zionism to support them. Like, wow, there's only so many of us. Oh, where can we get like millions of supporters that will also like do like the heavy lifting? Where can we get a bunch of idiots that like that will provide us with the red heifers we need to do our fucking
prophecy? And also just
let's take these Christians and let's trick them into believing in our prophecy. have them pretend that now, it's theirs.
There were a lot.
Then call them anti-Semitic for doing it. It's the best. Oh, you gotta hit like.
No, you gotta.
But it's not. No, you don't have to hand it to them. It's like the hard power control over people, or why like people, if they were allowed to think about it, would reject this. I mean, as soon as we just decided we're allowed to think about it, we reject it. But people, yeah.
And
just,
there was a lot of people rejecting it in that thread and telling that account, like
sure,
and doing the classic own on this, which is really. So then why have we not had like borders shut down, abortion total ban,
yeah,
Christianity mandated as state religion, et cetera, like why do these people get nothing else that they want, right? Now a potential confounding clapback that you could do to that is, what are you talking about? These people get like low taxes and shit, all that kind of stuff. But that's easy because you'd be like, no, that's also shit that like Jew big business wants, like all that tax crap. Like they want that shit too. So, but yeah, so that narrative's been around. I have seen that ever since I was younger. It gets posted about. It gets bandied about. It is Noam Chomsky. He's one of the originators of it. And they fall for it. and it's actively put out there by gatekeepers. And those same, what was so interesting is the same people that say that tell you that that woman going in and wearing a Jew star and being a victim to the protesters, using her, weaponizing, as leftists would say, weaponizing her Jewish identity is just delusional. This has nothing to do with Jews. This is about white Christians. Now, then what happens is you'll get people that react to that on the right, and they're like, oh, these protesters don't actually give a shit about Jews or Israel. They just, like, hate white people, and that's why this is going on. I'm like, yeah, but see, a lot of them probably do, but the hate of white people is sort of like a default. Like, that's like, it's like, they're not like doing like a I hate white people, like, encampment at Columbia University. Now, that was going on 4 years ago, and Jews were supporting it completely. Jews were 100% behind that, right? On left and right. So what they're doing is they're actually seeing children getting blown up, and they don't like it. And remember, a lot of the anti-whiteness comes from lies that Jews tell. They're telling lies right now that white people are really the ones responsible for what's going on in Gaza. They're telling lies that white people did the Holocaust, that white people genocided the Native Americans, that white people have a special kind of privilege. They can't be seen or observed, but they have it, and they use it against people, even if they don't mean to. That's how bad they are.
Mm.
And so, you know, to the extent that these people become anti-white, they're falling victim to Jewish lies in the first place. It's like, hey, Jews are like, hey, look, you know, listen, leftist student, you know, Whitey does a lot of genocide and bad stuff, so you should hate him.
Mm.
Like, wow, I hate genocide, so I must hate white people. It's like, and Jews are actually doing genocide, and they're like, I hate genocide, stop it. And they're like, oh, you're saying it because you hate white people. You know, it's like,
I guess my computer must have been listening to me talking about January 6th, because I got a little news item about a January 6th rioter with I Heart Trump hat, Confederate flag, gets prison for assaults on officers, and check out what his name is. Israel Easterday. Literally named Israel.
Is this some kind of messianic? Is this some kind of like guy who like?
This might actually be one of these like evangelical Zionists.
Well, I'm wondering if this person was either like changed their name to Israel or had like extremely evangelical parents who named him Israel. You know what I mean?
Well, probably the quote equal says, possibility. They said that Easterday was homeschooled, and everything he knew was filtered through the lens of his parents and went to the Capitol.
Yeah.
Because they were really trying to get him on the Confederate flag thing. Easterday, they said, plainly did not fully understand what the Confederate flag signified, and even Googled what does the rebel flag represent on the afternoon of January 6th. Which, yet again, this is another one of these like right-wing issues that they fucking just totally conceded was the battle flag. Like,
oh, they're the most vocal proponents of banning it now. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, all right, no more battle flag for you. Like, okay, Massa, that's fine.
Yeah.
And if you look at the comments, they're even patrolling each other on this. Like, the various Trump supporters are patrolling each other on this Confederate flag thing.
Oh, dude. Boys and I had a very interesting discussion of this, which is that yesterday, which is that like the right is specializes and is much better at self-gatekeeping than the left. Because the left has kind of like radicalism spirals where like if you are if you are on that demonstration at Columbia, right, and you're the Jew voice for peace, right, you're representing a much more liberal mainstream position, like we want peace, we want negotiations, we want ceasefire, blah blah blah, right, all that shit. The radical position is the position of the sign that was on one of the tents saying like, if you have solidarity only with corpses but not with rockets, like you're not one of us, right? That's very radical.
That's badass.
No, that's what I think. That's my position.
Yeah, there's like an escalation. Like,
that's literally what I was yelling in Washington D.C. Right? So so that guy and me would see eye to eye, and I guarantee you that's a young Arab male that had that outside of his tent, and not like a fucking Jew voice for peace, right? That the Jew voice for peace hates that shit, and so the thing is. The right would see that kind of radical sloganeering and messaging, like, should they have one of their organic, totally disorganized protests, which happens occasionally, these things spring up, and if somebody goes to one of them, and I also got to say one thing, just I'm totally distracted. The March for Life is heavily funded and heavily organized. Massive conservative.
That's just what I was thinking. That was the Nick Sandman thing, right? The Nick Sandman like March for Life. But what it is like it doesn't get any coverage though.
No, it doesn't get media coverage. Well, it gets coverage in the conservative media space, but it is heavily, heavily funded and heavily, heavily organized. So
it's a
they're not incapable of doing it. I'm not even like against it or anything. I'm not against it. It's fine. Like you do that. But the thing is that, you know, when Patriot Front shows up there, they get told to get the fuck out. Right. And aggressively told to get the fuck out. And then they get called feds. Right. So the right is better at internal gatekeeping, actually, which is sort of funny than the left. Whereas if you are at this Columbia demonstration and you are a Jew voice for peace and you want to go patrol, probably the young Arabs that have those pro-Hamas sentiments on their tents. The sort of general vibe is not going to be with you, right? Like, because the left spirals towards radicalism, not towards gatekeeping. So, like, the right is actually much better at organic gatekeeping. Because they're a bunch of pussies. Fundamentally. But, you know...
So, on this article, I think I found a perfect... little comment that I believe Sven's going to appreciate. This is the article about the January 6th protester being thrown in jail.
Most
of us patriots do not support what a few, not all, did on January 6th. The people in the front fighting cops deserve their punishment. The ones in the back just walking around do not. Not everyone there was a criminal.
Hmm.
It's not like they were going to change the outcome of the election.
You've conceded that there are criminals there. And you're also hiding from the idea that the point of that gathering was to change the outcome of the election. That was the point. The fact that they continue to backpedal from that position is just, that's all you need to know about conservatism. That is the biggest cowardice. Like,
well, they also throw their own under the bus.
What I'm saying. They throw everybody under the bus. They can't just gracefully take the L. Like, yeah, we tried to change the outcome of the election. We failed.
You know what they should have actually done? As a group, they should all shut their fucking mouths. You got arrested. Everybody arrested and everybody else, be silent. Give them nothing. That's what those leftists do.
Either you do
that's
that
what those leftists do.
You...
They don't actually loudly go and proclaim what it is they were and were not doing. Sometimes they do, but in situations like this, everyone shuts the fuck up. And they're sitting there in the police station.
Or you
like,
talk about how your brothers were martyred that day. Babbitt was a martyr. It was incredibly unjust what was done to us.
Like, Babbitt cannot be a martyr. Babbitt cannot be a martyr. She is not a martyr because no one is standing up for the cause that she supposedly died for.
Right.
There is no fight. Therefore, there are no martyrs. That you can't have one. You can't say we didn't do nothing. We weren't trying to do anything, and then claim she's a martyr. What is she a martyr for? Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what she's a martyr for: stupid conservatives that have no idea what the fuck they're doing. And she basically just went down there and helped ensconce the liberal world order
forever. Your Jew world order will never be shaken from its foundations, because the people that were supposed to go down there and deal a blow against it failed so utterly doing so that they pretend that that's not what they were there for.
They're also waving Israeli flags while they were doing it.
Well, of course they're, because they're conservatives.
Now, granted,
I'm trying to just leave that aside. When I talk about conservatives, like, that just goes without saying.
I can't leave
but
it aside.
Conservatives, but it doesn't matter to like what I'm communicating at this point is, like, you just lose, and then you deny that after you lose, you deny that you were fighting. Like, you can't.
Yes.
And you see other people fighting, and you're like suspicious of the organizational power behind like what puts them in a position to fight. It's like, holy shit, do you not understand that you don't just will? Like, will to power involves more than crying. You don't just cry, but these people, all they do is cry on Twitter. There's a protest going on at a bunch of colleges about power. What's the right doing? They're crying on Twitter. An election was stolen from them. They cried on Twitter. The one time they didn't cry on Twitter, they all got owned. And what they did ever since then, they've been crying on Twitter. A bunch of them are in jail for extremely egregious fucking sentences. They're just crying on Twitter. The answer to everything is to cry with these people. And I'm just like, I'm going to laugh. I'm going to point you to laugh while you cry.
Dude.
Look at this moron with this battle flag. Doesn't know what it means.
Those Jews in New York City... That professor is shy. David, you can see videos of him in Central Park rallying like 10 Jews. It's actually an interesting video, because what he's saying is, you know, if you think this is over, you're wrong, Mr. Mayor, Mrs. Governor. Like, if you don't call in the National Guard, if you don't send in the NYPD, and he's surrounded by like 10 or 12 Jews, mm-hmm. right? And they're all like clapping. But he's issuing direct threats against the people in power, and it's like threats that his community is utterly capable of carrying out. Like essentially saying, you're going to not be.
They got rid
office.
Of Cuomo.
Yes,
they What's got rid of Cuomo. Is, don't forget that the Jews got rid of Cuomo.
They can get rid of Eric Adams. They can get rid of Kathy Hochul.
Do you remember
why they got
rid of Cuomo? They concocted a story about sexual abuse and something about elder care and. Nursing homes, but they got rid of him for saying that like Orthodox Jews needed to get back inside and stop having their fucking funerals because there's a COVID pandemic. Like no, that's for the goyim.
And they actually utilized anti-Italian racism to
and
do
they
it.
Got rid of the governor of New York.
They
basically
actually,
you want to talk about it, not having a good candidate for president on the left? Like he was on the fucking road.
Oh yeah, they wanted him badly.
Cuomo could have been Cuomo instead of Biden, but, and they would actually have somebody viable in there.
They also were doing like they're doing like anti-med posting to do it.
Yeah,
like they were using the fact that he was like kissing girls on
Nobody
the cheek.
Nobody was at med school,
right? Did you fail med school? Like that's what they do. Yeah, like this, you're attacking Italian American folkways in order to unseat this guy. But and he even said, that's the funniest thing, is he even said like, I had no idea that was wrong. Because I grew up as an Italian where everybody kisses everybody all the time.
He knows it's wrong. It's just a flex.
I know. I was doing a bit of a flex myself.
Return very quickly to this comment that's got Sven somewhat triggered, because it does encapsulate exactly what he was saying.
Okay.
He says,
there was more?
It's not like they were actually going to change the outcome of the election, so we're conceding that they were not going to be able to do anything, right?
That was the plan. Go talk to a bunch of 3%ers or Proud Boys. I can't remember who they were. I don't mean to malign anyone. Who like left the cachet of like arms in their hotel rooms. Like they were there to change the outcome of the election. Yeah. They left their guns behind because they're morons. But you know, they were there. They were there. There's no like constitutional or due process for saying the presidential election was fraudulent and we need to overturn it. Like no, your only chance they concoct is like, well, you can go to the Capitol and stop the Senate from certifying it. That was your only chance to overturn.
But also, like, on some level, bringing a gun there, like, I understand.
It would have got
saying.
The job done. Like, what's the point of going unarmed? Like, you are going to overthrow the U.S. government, you're going without guns, and then you're pretending that's a feature?
Well,
not a bug?
That's actually, you know, on some level, you know, if they had all been armed.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what's with the half measures?
They actually could. It's white people actually could, like, just march.
If all those people
onto
were
Washington,
armed,
D.C.
they could march. They couldn't stop all of you. It's called a fight. You're trying to overthrow the U.S. government. You're going to like take some casualties. Some people are going to get hit. You're like, going to need arms.
Again, I'm not suggesting it, but
I'm not. I'm just saying, like, this is how.
Way.
It's like, but it's like these people. They are convinced that they were going to stop the certification of the election. I have to harp. This is what they were talking about at the time. They were going to stop the certification of the election by the Senate and thus overturn it
lawfully or unlawfully, they were overthrowing the government to keep Donald Trump in office. Yeah. That's what the fucking goal was. That's what they went there to do. It's not my fault. You went unarmed. A couple of you got shot. You're actually on camera beating up cops and breaking down barriers. And then some of you decided to just stroll around because you don't take anything seriously because you get all your civics and politics lessons from fucking Fox News and fucking the Avengers.
That you all refuse to wear masks because conservatives never wear masks. Yeah, when you actually, whatever you think about COVID, you had the best excuse in the world to wear a mask.
You could
have
been all
because
masked
it would have
that's true.
Been
that's true.
Gone unquestioned that you were wearing a mask at that time. Whatever reasons, but because they developed an ideology around going maskless because they're not conservative, just like that Jewish woman who went, you know, like, no, you should have been wearing masks.
In light of all this, none of you are heroes, none of you are patriots, none of you are martyrs. You're just losers.
I mean, when we did...
You just got owned. And I'm tired of the rhetoric around it. I'm tired of the story they tell themselves about what great patriots... Like, no, you're pathetic fucking losers that got your fucking shit pushed in. You got your shit pushed in by Biden, and he's president now. And he's been having a great time throwing you all in jail. As any fucking government that thwarted a coup attempt, that thwarted an insurrection, that thwarted an attempt at being overthrown, would do. Punish them. Punish them, and then taunt them with it. Be like, oh yeah, we'll just hit you with trespassing.
Go to jail for 12 years.
You know what's funny?
I have no sympathy. No one should have any sympathy. Yes, please read the rest of this comment. I know I keep cutting you off, but this subject triggers me so badly. I can't tell you. January 6th. Because we sat here on January 6th thinking it was going to be a nothing burger. It's like, oh, the dumb boomers are going to, maybe a few of them are going to show up to cry about Trump.
Assumed the liberals were going way over the top bitching, and it was
I assumed
just
nothing
be
was
going to
happen.
Thing.
I was like, these people aren't going to leave their houses. Well, they're going to sit at home.
The protest
They've
was
got
happening,
small businesses
right?
to run.
The protest was happening, right? but so that was going on. Like, they had gone there. But they had been going there and doing nothing for months.
Yeah.
So, and the liberals were having histrionics in the media. So I was assuming, oh, this is going to be another
Trump was
one
just collecting
these.
More money.
This is just going to be another
grifting
just
these grifting. People. Like, yes, we're here. Take the money, big President Trump. You're president for another 2 weeks.
What's so funny, dude, if these people had literally just been wearing dumb fucking light blue diaper face hospital masks, like, they all would have walked. Like,
that
they all
Marxism.
Got identified by facial recognition shit. Like, anyway. with I'm sure there was some snitching involved, too. But
finish
like,
the comment. The show, this hour is over. Free the rest of it, Alex.
All right.
Oh, my stomach.
Democracy was not threatened that day. Those who fought made a really poor choice. Now, you ready? Ready? That day will pale in comparison to what will take place after Trump wins in November.
You mean the gay op that will be done on conservatives? Yeah, I could get behind that.
I thought they meant like the total genocide of the Middle East by Israel. That's
there will be a
anyways.
Gay op perpetrated against dumb conservatives, the likes. It will shake the earths. The Earth.
Well, the gay op is
it
Trump
will shake
winning
the flat Earth.
Trump's going to win, and he's not going to close the border. He's not going to stop the crime spree. He's right. just going to do war with Iran for Israel. Like, that's the gay op. Like, congratulations, go enlist.
I met some resistance when I responded to the meme of like the crying leftist Wojak saying, "I don't feel safe in my community," and like yes, guy saying, "You literally voted for this." I said, "Was this a Trump supporter?"
Yeah.
Most people liked it. I just want to say, most people got it and understood it. A little bit of pushback from people that didn't get it, and I was like, no, like, I'm not even, this is not even in the abstract. Like, Trump literally passed the First Step Act. Like, he actually passed a law, and I saw somebody said, oh, man, somebody said, like, yeah, but New York State,
Trump sat in office while the country, niggers burned the country down.
Yeah,
That wasn't Biden's America. Now, I think at one point they called it Biden's America. It's like, no, this is Trump's America.
Yeah, he was still
the summer president. Of 2020. He was president. President. He was powerless. He was utterly like he was conceiving of ways that
he
couldn't
powerless. He just didn't do anything.
No, I mean he was conceiving of ways that he couldn't actually send the National Guard out to these cities. He was like, well, it's up to the governors. Like, no, if these governors are letting this happen, like, then they're in. You have all the power here. You're the president of the United States. You could go in, you could make people were dying for him to make mincemeat of all the nigger protesters.
I'm going
to
say something real quick. You want to know what I'll bet? I will bet you that there wasn't even some kind of massive pressure put on him to do nothing.
No.
I will seriously bet you that his Jewish advisors that ran his whole political operation told him, if you crack down too hard, you probably won't get the black vote, and you want the black vote, and that was all it took. I'm not joking. Like, that's probably what happened, and there's good reason to think that, because he then passed after this, like, First Step Act and criminal justice reform, First Step Act, and he proposed this Platinum Plan, which was essentially a $500 billion wealth transfer from white people to black people. So
Platinum, baby.
So, I bet you it was like, and he did a couple of stunts, so he knew there was a desire for him to do something, and he tried to sort of like play, as Trump always does, very sly and slippery, play both sides of this. And I'll bet you it wasn't even some big thing. Like, he wasn't, you know, it probably wasn't even that like dramatic of a gaffe. It was probably just like, the protesting looks pretty bad, which we do. And they're like, if we crack down too hard, the black vote, we're probably going to get this much black vote. We want to make sure we keep getting. We want to keep the blacks on your side. These dumbasses will vote for you no matter what. So, you know, I don't know. That's just a theory. No way to prove it, but I'll bet you that's what it was. I mean, and given all the overtures that he made to blacks. And, dude, there's now, the amount of absolute, like, fucking trash level, like, nigger and beaner, like, fucking gold fucking rim, gold fucking grills and, like, tattoos, facial tattoos and shit, rapping about MAGA and stuff out there. It's disgusting. And it's like, it's big now. And I'm just like, and you know how conservatives are criticizing it? Those that see it and don't like it? They say, it won't work. And I'm like, so if it would, you'd be okay? Like, if pimping these fucking degenerate fucking cholos and niggers to try and get these people voting for Trump, if it would work, you'd be okay with it? Your criticism is this isn't going to work, or isn't going to work quickly enough? No, my criticism is that they're doing it, and that signals that they don't give a fuck about you.
No, they don't give a fuck.
Like, it's
you.
Just like, come on.
Simple stuff. Anyway, I give a fuck about you. Let's take a break. And have some lunch. Or I might vomit. I'm not sure.
You should vomit.
Probably should. I want to.
You should do it.
I mean, every day following.
Just like
this
go for it.
It's like, oh, good. I only have 90 minutes left of gazing at this into the abyss and yelling edgy things.
All right.
Well. You are listening to the Daily Sowa.